Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran has imprisoned a Chinese-American man, 37-year-old Shi Yue Wang, for 10 years after accusing him of infiltrating the country. At the same time, there was news the brother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has been detained. Hussein Foradoun is in custody right now over allegations of financial impropriety. In Venezuela, 7 million voters took part in an unofficial opposition-led referendum. It's aimed at trying to end two decades of socialist rule. Opposition's goal to challenge the legitimacy of the government's planned July 30th vote to form a new constitution. And Mark Jones comments. He's a Rice University analyst.
If the Constituent Assembly is held, the Constitution will be rewritten in such a way that it will lock Chavistas into power forever, or at least as long as they can hold power.
About 100 people have been killed in almost daily anti-government protests over Venezuela's deepening economic, social, and political crisis. At least one person was killed, dozens more injured, most of them policemen in clashes on the Egyptian Nile island of Al-Warraq. Security forces moved in to demolish illegal buildings. Despite using tear gas, police withdrew without removing island residents. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has ordered a campaign to recover State Island, which had been encroached upon. South Korea has offered to talk with North Korea to ease tensions along their border and resume reunions of families separated by the war in the 1950s. This is VOA News. Pakistan's military says they launched a major ground offensive to clear an isolated, militant-infested border valley that Islamic State loyalists are using to export terrorism into the country from its bases in neighboring Afghanistan. U.S. military, in partnership with Afghan forces, have been conducting major ground operations backed by airstrikes against IS bases. A U.S. airstrike last week killed the chief of Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyaf. China has released dissident Xu Zhiyong after serving a 4-year sentence and gathering a crowd to disturb public order. That was the rule. Xu was a co-founder of the New Citizens Movement, which seeks to work within the system for change. Jared Genzer heads the rights advocacy group Freedom Now.
I'm quite confident that given the way that the Chinese tend to treat people like him who were recently released, he will be under very close surveillance, not able to talk to the media, and have very, very limited contact with the outside world.
Xu's release came just 2 days after the death of Liu Xiaobo, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, China's best-known human rights prisoner after a battle with cancer. His ashes scattered at sea over the weekend. At least 22 people were killed when a 2-story residential building in China's eastern Jiangsu province, northwest of Shanghai, caught fire. 3 others injured. The building used as a dormitory for restaurant workers. Police say they arrested an arson suspect. 1 year after a failed coup, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his security advisers will meet today to discuss extending a state of emergency. The July 15, 2016 coup attempt killed about 250 people. Exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen is accused on being behind the failed coup. Gulen denies it. Mr. Erdogan says no terror attacks, coup attempts, diplomatic plots, or economic traps will do away with his government. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis.
The country is actually quite divided. It's unfortunate because people from across the political spectrum came together to oppose the military coup. It initially seemed like a triumph for democracy. But unfortunately, Erdogan took advantage of the emergency and began to round up dissidents.
Last week, the leader of the opposition Republican Peel Party called for an independent accounting over the failed coup. American actor Martin Landau, who won an Oscar portraying embittered horror film icon Bela Lugosi in 1994's film Ed Wood, has died in Hollywood. He was 89. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.